And everybody on BBC Wiltshire at the moment is playing Monopoly. We've all chosen a piece. We're all starting off. And we're starting at the Go Square. So with this week's Monopoly on BBC Wiltshire, it's all part of our Toy Stories appeal. Monopoly, one of the most popular board games. It's been around since 1935. Now you can get Monopoly for video games consoles. I'm joined by the editor of the online gaming website, gamepeople.co.uk. His name is Andy. Good morning, Andy. How are you this morning? Andy Robertson.
Hi there. Yes, very good.
So how's Monopoly on the Wii different to the board game?
Well, I mean, it does a lot of things for you, so you don't have to lay the board out and set things up. You can play people online, so you're not restricted to people just in your family or your local friends. And also, it offers different sort of sets of rules. So I know something when we play as a family, there's always a few arguments about whether we should use the free parking rule or, you know, how things exactly work. And the game sort of handles all that for you.
Is it quicker than the board game?
It's about the same. In fact, in some ways, it may be a little bit slower because you're sort of waiting for the console to sort of go through the different rounds. And you can have computer players, so it depends how many people you want to play.
How do you win at Monopoly? What's the trick?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons that it's such a popular game, is there's lots of different ways to play, and you ask a handful of people how to win, and they'll each give you a different answer. But a strategy that I like to use is essentially to focus my spend early on, so that I get just the collections of streets I want, but then also to target where I see other people collecting, to target those streets as well, and to try and hold those for later on in the game when things really start to take off.
My wife hates that when you spoil a set.
Yeah.
She likes to bring in a rule where you can't spoil sets. So if whoever gets the first one of the yellows or the blues or the whatever, then you're allowed to buy the rest.
Oh, yeah, really? Well, that's a very polite version.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you play the game with your wife, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why do you think the game's lasted as long as it has?
Well, I think it works on a number of levels, doesn't it? I think like any good game, really, it's as much about the people playing it as about the game itself. And you can play from any age as well. I know that I've got young kids and they're just starting to work out how to play the game. But for them, it's just a matter of going around the board and collecting things. And obviously, as you get older, you can actually have some quite advanced strategies for how to win.
There's nothing worse than being beaten at Monopoly, though. It's like you've had, I don't know, it's like you've had your guts ripped out through your wallet.
Yeah, particularly if it's your kids who are doing it, yeah.
Yeah, I bet it is. Gaming expert Andy Robertson, thanks for talking to me
okay,
this morning.
Thank you.